Okay, we're getting ready to get started now, so we'll go ahead and say a word of prayer. Let me make sure. Father God, we just bless your name, and we just glorify you for all that you do. We thank you for your son, and we just bless you for just having an opportunity to get into your presence. And we just thank you, Yah, for all that you do in our lives on a daily basis. In the name of Yehoshua, we pray. Amen. Alrighty. I want to kind of address some things. I like to try by the leading of the Spirit of Yah to stay I'll say this for lack of a better way to put it, to stay current. In other words, to be able to deal with certain things that you may be experiencing and stuff like that in one fashion or another. And so, in doing so, if, you know, there's a lot of things that's happening here in the city. And I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts, you know, so that you can be able to, you know, express those things to people that may not understand the things that that we do. It's a certain perspective, and we want to be, be encouraging. There has been, I think the last time I checked, I've lost count. It may be 45 or 46 people who has been murdered in the city of Dallas since May 1st. So you're looking at, five days into this month, and I think we may have already one or two more.
Four
more? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we're looking at around about 45, somewhere up in there, that has happened since then. And I mean, it's happening all over. And a lot of things are happening, in our community, Pleasant Grove. I think a boy just got killed on yesterday. I would say maybe about a mile or so from the building. And there's a lot of things that's going on, as far as that is concerned. And so I wanted to take a look at some things and address some things so that we can be reminded and encouraged at the same time. Okay. I had a meeting with the, and when I had a meeting, it was a conference call with the assistant chief. Assistant chief is Avery Moore. He's been connected to the ministry of one fast another since 1998, and so he called me dad and stuff like that, and so it's just something he's just naturally taking it on himself to do, and he just, he just kind of always looked at me as that, and I think I'm only about maybe 2 years older than he is or something like that, but it's just how he see me as a father figure. It's just kind of like I call Mama Coach, Mama Coach, but yet, she's not much older than I am, and so it's that type of relationship where, I don't call her that because of my age, I call her that because that's what she come across to me as. And so it's just a lot of things that's going on. And, and I just want to prepare y'all for the time frame the time frame we're in and the things that's happening, okay? So, just kind of get a little feel from y'all. I mean, how do y'all feel about what's been going on in the city?
It's the fulfillment of the Bible.
Okay, first thing coming in is fulfillment of the scripture. we, you know, when we look at it from the purest form, that's what it is. And a lot of people are not going to understand that because Yah has always been made out to be this God that only did wonderful things. You know, so when bad things happen, we can't associate that to Yah, you know, how Yah would do things. And he just kind of leads me to go to this specific passage first. I believe it's Isaiah 45. Let me make sure. Just things to things that we understand. Isaiah 45. There's a lot of things in here, but I want to. I just started verse 1. It's Isaiah 45 verse 1 says, "Thus saith Yah to his anointed, to Cyrus." Now we know what this is relating to because we dealt with this in when we was dealing with the kings and the things like that. Where this prophecy is being given in reference to Cyrus, and so when you look at it, it's the Persian king. You know, when we dealt with Medo-Persia and things like that. And when our nation built the wall and the temple and things like that. So, Yah was giving this prophecy through Isaiah. And I understand now why Yah led me here. It's because there are things that Yah has spoken through us, has spoken to us for generations and generations. We have to understand that Yah is detailed, he's concrete, he's all the words that we could use to confirm that he does exactly what he says, how he says he's going to do it. So it says, "Thus said Yah to his anointed, to Cyrus." He called Cyrus his anointed. Cyrus was used to give the decree for our nation to go back and build the temple after Babylon was conquered and all that. And so it says, "To his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nation before him." We have to understand that Yah will take people or nations who are not who are not his chosen, so to speak, and will anoint them to carry out a certain task. He raised up leader. You have to understand that, or we have to understand that when a leader is raised up, whether they're good or evil, Yah has raised that person up. And he calls him his anointed. Now, when you look at his anointed, anointed means Mashiach. So Christ is Mashiach, is the anointed. So when you look at Isaiah, it is a word that identifies something. So when you look at Mashiach, it means anointed, okay? It says anointed, usually a consecrated person. Yah set aside the wicked, okay? Yah set aside the wicked to carry out his task, okay? He raised up Nebuchadnezzar. He called Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar his throne. The seat that Nebuchadnezzar sit on. Y'all call it his throne. And so we have to understand when we deal with anointed, a person can be anointed to do to carry out the purpose of Yah and not even be someone who follows Yah. See, we're dealing with deep things now. So when you look at it, it says his anointed, it is Mashiach. So when you get on the New Testament, you see Christ. And I'll just do it just for the sake of the lesson. Let me just type in Christ just to see everywhere it's written, just to show you when ignored. So when you look at Matthew 1, it says Jesus, which is Yehoshua, Christ. It says Christo. It says anointed. So Christos is the Greek meaning for Mashiach. It is Mashiach in the Hebrew. Well, in the Greek translation, it's Messiah. Okay, it's Messiah, and so it's also Christos, which is Greek. It's Christos. It means Messiah. It's the same thing. So when you see it here, it's anointed. So Christ means anointed. Well, anointed was Cyrus also. Meaning he was consecrated. I'm going to exit out of here again. And so when you look at Cyrus, he was anointed, consecrated. He's a consecrated person. It says as a king, priest, or a saint. Well, you can have wicked kings. You can have wicked shepherds. You can have wicked pastors. Okay, that has been set aside specifically to bring about the plan of Yah. So it doesn't matter what we do. We have to understand that Yah is in total control. That's why he says, I have holden. His hand I have holden. When you look at the word holden, it says to seize, to be strong, courageous. Yah said, I strengthen him. So Yah raises up leaders across the board to bring his will to pass. So whenever we're looking at it, a leader that comes on the scene, whether it's a president, whether it's some form of local government, when you look at these things coming to pass, you have to understand that Yah is the one who orchestrates these things. But we have a hard time seeing it because we always look at Yah from a perspective of, as I mentioned earlier, as you know, there's God, that all the wonderful things take place. Well, when we start seeing things through the eyes of Yah, everything that he does is wonderful. Yah is just, even when it's bad. And I'll give an example of this. I can't remember the country, but I like telling a story during this time frame. I just can't remember the exact country. But there was this resort in this country, and a tsunami hit it. Everybody knows what tsunami is, right? Is in a nutshell when you have kind of like a earthquake or something like that that happens in the ocean. It can start from an earthquake, but they can also do it with bombs too. And once an earthquake happens in the ocean, then it will bring waves into inland. Once those waves come in, they can be 20, 30 feet high. And so you can have waves that will come in from a tsunami or detonated nuclear weapon. You know, a lot of people say that's what happened to Japan. You remember when that tsunami hit Japan? Well, they believe that was caused by some type of agenda. So in this particular country, there was this resort. People out there swimming and something. All of a sudden, the water just went out to sea. That's a sign when there's one close. Because what it does, it takes all the water away from the shorelines and it leaves the sea. And when it come back in, that bad boy could be 30, 40, 50 feet high. And anything, and you can imagine, our building is about 21 feet. So can you imagine when a wave come in that's 30 feet high? That's like 10 feet above our building. And so this tsunami comes in, just take out that whole area, all the area that was around it, all those people were in those hotels. You know, some people died, and some people made it to the top part of the hotel, and that water was right there, you know, pretty high up where that hotel was, and there's just devastation. But people were saying that all the animals was running uphill. They was running on high ground. You know, because animals, you know, we're the only one who has lost our senses to discern and to know things that's happening, to sense danger and things like that. And they said all the animals was running up in the mountains and all that before it happened. And when it hit, you know, I remember people asking the question, man, why would Yah allow this to happen? All these people that lost their lives and stuff like that. You know, it was like, you know, You know, and you have people that use that opportunity to say, see, that's why I don't believe in God, because why would God do something like this? Well, when you check the history of this particular country, prostitution was legal, and they would use little girls, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, little babies, and people would fly all over the world to that country to be with little girls and little boys because it was legal, and a lot of was going on in that resort. Joshua. And so a lot of it was going on in that resort. And so when you look at the things that Yah does from his perspective, then you understand that whatever he does, he's just. We may not understand it, but he's just. Everything that Yah has allowed to take place, he's justified. He's righteous in everything that he does. So every situation that happens to me or to someone I love or to any circumstance, then when I look at it from a big picture perspective, I know that Yah is just in his decision making. That's a hard pill to swallow, but yet it's necessary. And so when we look at it, Yah says, thus said Yah to his anointed, to the one he set aside, to the one I call Cyrus, just so he can let my people go build a temple. I call President Trump because I want some things to take place in the world. There's a certain time frame that Yah says things must happen, and so he raises up leaders, whether they're good or evil, to bring about that particular purpose, to do exactly what he said. I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. Okay? And so a person may say, well, if Yah hardened his heart, then how in the world, you know, he didn't have a choice. Yah just in his wisdom and understanding, he knows the mindset of each one of us. And based upon the mindset of each one of us, he's able to look even before creation, even before we were born. Like when he told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. I ordained you. I set you aside to be a prophet. And so each one of us here on earth, Yah has known us, and there are things that he's consecrated us for to bring about a specific purpose, whether we're good or evil. We're going to bring about the purpose. Okay? And so as you said, he says, Cyrus, I've anointed him, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nation before me. Yah wants to subdue nation, so he said, I got to raise up something. Okay, then he says, before him, he said, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two lead gates, and the gates shall not be shut. And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. He's talking about Cyrus. And the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, Yah, which called thee by thy name, I am the Yah of Israel. Yah is setting everything up. Remember when I mentioned the lives that's been lost? Yah is setting everything up for people to start knowing the Yah of Israel. These things are being set up. Everything is being orchestrated. Everything that's taking place, Yah is saying, I'm allowing some things to take place. I'm consecrating. I'm anointing evil as well as good to bring about my perfect will. And that's the thing that people don't understand about Yah. They think he will anoint an evil to bring about his will. And that's why verse 3, he said, I will give thee the treasure, Yahshua. Behave. He said, and I will give thee the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I the Lord, Yah, which called thee by thy name, Cyrus. I'm going to call you. And when you do it, it confirms what I said. I'm going to raise them up. I even call them by their name to do exactly what I said they were going to do. That's what he said. Okay? I call thee by name. I am the Yah of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have called thee by name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Does Cyrus know Yah? No. Was he raised up to bring about Yah's will? Yes. Do these leaders that we see rising up now, do they know Yah? Some of them might, some of them don't. But that's not our concern, because we have to understand that Yah is orchestrating things to bring about his perfect will to pass, whether they're good or they're evil. Cyrus didn't even know him, but yet he was used by Yah to bring about his will. Donald Trump may or may not know him. I don't know. I don't know the man. I never met him. He may or may not know him, but I do know for sure that Yah has anointed him for his specific purpose. And it don't matter what people say or what people think, what they don't like about him. Yah has raised him up for his specific purpose. And if he needs to win again to bring about Yah's purpose, Yah going to do exactly what he's going to do. So we have to understand something, that there are systems in place that makes us think we the one who choose the leaders. Well, I'm saying to that system think that they've set aside the leaders that they want to lead, but Yah is the one who's orchestrating it all. He is the one who's making the choices. We're just tools. Okay? He says, for Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect. We are the elect, okay? I have even called thee by name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. He says now, I am Yah. I am the Lord. I am Yah. So when we look at verse 5, just to show you here, it says Jehovah, but it's Yah. I am Yah, okay? You can even run the reference on it just to show you. It says, higher, higher, higher. Who should I say call me or sent me? I am that I am, higher. Look at the Hebrew. It takes you to it. Yah. So it's higher. I am. So as you see it in verse 5, when he says I, it's am is telesized. So I is higher. He said higher. I. The Yah, higher Yah. Okay, I am the Yah, and so when you look at higher, it means to become, come to pass, always. So when he says I'm always. I'm here. I'm eternal. Okay, and so when he says I, and then when you look at Yah, it's the self-existent one. It is his name, okay? It's the contraction where it says 36 day, which they say Yehovah. So it says, it's Yah, the sacred name, okay? Most vehement, okay? Yah. And so that's what when we look at it, that's why when you look at the name here, Isaiah, it's supposed to be I'm going to just type on it so you can see it here, if I can find his name in here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with that, but it's just to say it's Isaiah. So it's I-A-H, but it should be Y. That's why it has here. That's why it has I-A-H. So in Isaiah's name here, it's supposed to be Y or Jah, which is, I believe, Psalm 68 or something, I believe, that tells you his name. So so you look at it, it's the most vehement, is Yah, the sacred name. That's the sacred name. We call him by his sacred name. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? That's what hallelujah means. In Hebrew, it's hallelujah. And so when we look at it here, he's letting us know who he is. He's saying, I, the self-existent, is Yah. There is none else. Christ is not him. There's none else. Yehoshua, Jesus is not him. He is God. He is the self-existent, the vehement, all by himself. There is no other. He tells us that. I am Yah, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. There is no Trinity. There is no God the Son. There is no God the Holy Spirit. There is no other God beside him. Anything else that we call God beside him is an idol. So we call, if we call Christ God, then we have now made Christ an idol. There's no God beside him. He is indeed his Son, who through being sent by his Father, he's the express image of the Father. Okay? So, again, he says, I am Yah, there is none else beside me. And he said, I gird thee, though thou hast not known me, he said again, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am Yah, and there is none else. Settle that issue. Don't let nobody else tell you any different. I don't care how well known they are. I don't care what kind of famous preacher you run into. If they start teaching you on the Trinity, I used to teach it back in the day in ignorance. If they start telling you there are three gods, there's a Trinity, then you just take Isaiah 45. There is none else. There is no other God. There's only one. Look at what he says. Verse 6, he says, I do all these things in perspective as far as Cyrus is concerned. Now we bring it up to date in our modern day time. We have to understand that everything is taking place because Yah is sitting up a stage where everybody start to know that he is God. What Yah is doing, ain't no man going to be able to fix it. Okay, and the meeting that I had, there's a meeting that's getting ready to be set up where there's going to be a round table, there's going to be some things that's going to be dealt with, and the first thing I have to tell them is that, okay, hey boy, settle down. Joshua, you better settle down. And so there are some things that I got to sit there and tell them that, okay, there are certain things that we can do. We have to make sure that we understand that Yah is orchestrating some things and he's bringing his will to pass. And we got to flow with his will instead of trying to figure out how we're going to go against his will. Okay? We have to understand. Here's why he makes the statement in verse 7. Now, Cyrus does not know Yah. But yet Yah calls him, his anointed, and is raising him up. Yah can raise up someone who doesn't know him to bring about his will. He says, now, I form the light. I create darkness. So we know that Yah formed the light. You go to Genesis chapter 1. The darkness, he was created. That's why I tell you when we go to Genesis chapter 1, that darkness and water was created first. That's why I say that. He created the darkness. So when you go back to Genesis chapter 1, it says, and darkness was up on the face of the deep. He's letting you know deep in the Hebrew is water, the abyss, boundless, endless, water that doesn't have depth. And he lets you know that there's darkness there. But he tells you in Isaiah, I created the darkness. So Yah is the source of all things. He's the source of darkness. He's the source of light. So when you look at a comparison, what do most people call evil today? Darkness. Yah created it. Yah is the source. Yah is the source behind everything. He said, I form a light and create darkness. Colon. I make peace and create war. So, and when you look at these things, Yah said, when you see peace, he made it. When you see war, Yah said, I'm behind it. Okay? I make peace. I create evil. So anything that takes place now, when you look at evil, it's going to be Ra. It's going to be Ra. Evil is Ra or bad. I create bad. Yah is the source. I create bad. Adversity, affliction, calamity, distress. Yes, I create these things. Okay, harm, heavy, hurt. Hurtful. Okay? He said, I create these things. Okay? I create evil. I form the light, I make peace and create evil. I, Yah, do all these. It says things, but that's our telesign. So Yah letting you know he do all of this. What's going on in the streets of Dallas? Yah do all of this. So I appeal to swallow. Because, again, we have put Yah in this light that makes him say, okay, he's good God. Meaning that he only do wonderful things. Yah said, yeah, but I'm a just Yah. I create calamity. You have a hard time. You have a hard time accepting the fact that I can control tornadoes. Man may be able to do things to disturb the weather, and cause certain things to happen for one reason or another. Y'all say, yeah, but who you think behind him creating these things to be able to do the weather and control the weather and things like that? He said, who do you think is the source behind? I do all these things. I'm the source. So what we have to do when we see these things happen is we have to take a step back and look and say, Yah, why are you allowing these things to take place? We know that you are the source and you raise up these things to happen, whether they're good or evil, whether it's peace or war, whether it's evil or good. Okay? So when we look at these different things, we have to now get on the same page with Yah and say, okay, why is this happening? Okay. 45 people have been have sadly been murdered, you know, in a little bit over a month. Okay, Yah, why is this happening? Behave, boy. Why is this happening? Yeah. What is it we need to understand? We need to get on the same page with you and understand why is this happening. I mean, have y'all ever thought about this, you know, since you've been hearing all this information? Okay, y'all, why is this happening? That 13-year-old baby was killed up the street. Why is this happening? What is going on that's causing these things to happen? And I have to warn you, it ain't gonna get no better. That's why I have to tell these people in this round table meeting. You have to understand the time frame that we're living in. I'm not talking religion. I'm not talking about what I know that other preachers going to be sitting there talking about. Sometimes we just need to pray. Yeah, you need to pray, but you need to understand what's going on. You need to be watchful and you praying. And you need to understand the time frame that we're living in, what Yah is doing. We need to understand what Yah is doing. Okay? Now, one of the things that he's doing, and it's the reason why, Delana said the thing that she did. We've talked about this quite a bit. We have to understand that this has to be fulfilled. Zechariah 13, verse 7 says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, said Yah of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass in all the lands, in all the land, said Yah, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them, and I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, Yah is my God. Yah is driving Israel together. That's what's happening. We're being driven by Yah together to cry out together. That's why it's happening. And we have to understand the deep things of this. Although all those deaths are tragedies, we have to understand that there are other things that's going to take place, because the scripture has to be fulfilled, and is not limited to any specific age bracket. Y'all's letting us know I'm finna bring my people down to their knees. And the only way to bring them down to their knees is I have to allow events to happen that's gonna affect every last one of them as the nation. See, we don't get that concern when it's, you know, two old crazy fellas done shot each other up and stuff like that. But when you start seeing babies and all these different things that's happening at the level that it's happening, then it starts calling people to be concerned. Because everybody, when I say everybody, I'm talking about it as far as a general term or a general perspective. Everybody's doing their own thing, and y'all's like, I'm finna bring it into my thing. Everybody has their own idea and their own agenda about how they want to do things, and y'all is saying, I'm finna drive my people. I'm driving my people to them, and when I get through with them, when it's all said and done, they're gonna be calling out upon me. See, right now, everybody trying to figure out how to get this done. Everybody blaming stuff on somebody. Y'all, see, you gotta understand, I'm driving. I'm driving and I'm putting things in position where I'm dealing with my people, and I'm gonna drive them, and I'm gonna refine them as fire. And it's only gonna be a remnant that's gonna receive this here that I'm gonna be able to refine. Now think about that. When you look at 2/3 of a nation of people, you know there's 2 out of every 3. So if you were looking at this thing from a perspective of how Yah is doing this thing, we have to understand that if you drove down the street and counted 3 of us and started all over each time, just for sake of conversation, if you drove down the street and counted 3 people, you have to understand that 2 of them not going to be with us in the future. You have to understand that where this thing is headed is that you can drive down the street and count 3 people, and you can know without a doubt 2 of them will not be with us in these last days. And so with that understanding, 45 is a very serious number. But according to scripture, we ain't seen nothing yet. 2 out of every 3. If I could walk down the street, and just gather a large number of people, and count them out, and just take 2 people out of every 3 that I get to, and sit them aside, and say and then take the 1 out of that 3, and sit them aside and say, these are the ones who are gonna be with us when this is said and done. You'd be shocked at the number. You'd be shocked at the number. And so these are the things that Yah is doing in these last days. So how do we know this is the time frame that we're in? Let's go to Matthew 24. And then if Yah doesn't say anything else, we'll stop. Okay. Matthew 24, as we've dealt with it before, it talks about the coming of our Messiah, the Mashiach. It talks about the coming of our anointed one to gather the elect from the 4 corners. Okay. As he deal with this here, he gives us signs and things like this so that we can understand what this means. Now, I'm just trying to see where I want to start. I just start verse 27. Verse 27 says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We know, in other words, it's saying, as sure as you can look out and see lightning in the heavens, you rest assured that the Son of Man is coming. It's that sure. Then verse 28 says, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. That's a prophecy. A lot of people don't understand, you know, that part of the prophecy. It's just letting us know that when Christ returns, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to die. And the fowls of the air are going to eat those bodies. That's what they're basically saying. You can look at other reference scriptures to prove that. It says, immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then, verse 30, shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, because everybody's going to see him. And it says, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The whole earth is going to witness the return of Christ, because, you know, it's not a sphere. The earth is flat, per se. And, you know, you have mountains and things like that, but you're looking at, we live in a dome, you know, and so everybody going to see him return, okay? Then in verse 31 says, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. That's why when you look at Isaiah 45, talks about his elect. He's gathering his elect. We're one and the same. From the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now here's where I want to be. It says, now learn the parable of the fig tree. You know, I talk about a fig tree a lot because we have one. And it says, when his branch is yet tender and put it forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So when I see leaves start to grow on my fig tree, I know that summer is close. Other than that, leaves won't grow. It says, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Yah's letting us know, okay, there are signs. I don't want you to be ignorant. There are signs. And so when you see things happen, especially when you go up to Matthew 24, start at verse 1 and start coming down to verse 33, then we know that, okay, there are signs. Yah's, it's not going to be a total surprise. I'm able to look at some things, and as we discuss some things, even concerning the murders, I'm able to look at some things and know these are signs. These are signs, okay? Verse 33 says, so likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Because I understand the prophecies, I know that things are near. We're close. It's close at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Okay? Once we start witnessing some things and start seeing them come to pass, and the scriptures are clearly being fulfilled, then all these things are going to be fulfilled in our lifetime. There are some things that John, you know, he didn't see. There are some things that Paul didn't see. There are some things he didn't witness. Whereas we're able to look throughout history and come all the way up to now and be a witness of these things. We're able to witness these things. There are signs for us, okay? Then he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Yah's going to do exactly what he says. He says, but of the day or the hour knoweth no man. So because he says a man don't know the day or the hour, then we think nobody knows. No, we don't know the day. I can't tell you the exact day or the exact hour, but I do know the season. Yahshua. But I do know the season. The same way you can walk in my backyard and look at the fig tree, at the leaves, and know the season, I can know the season. You can know the season. So these events are taking place to let us know that we're in the season. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know we're in the season, without a doubt. So that's why it says, but the day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Christ doesn't even know. That's another thing that makes it clear that he's not God. He doesn't know. He knows the Father only knows when. Okay? But then he gives us a sign, the same as the fig tree. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Okay, what were the days of Noah? We can go look at it. We got signs to tell us what the days of Noah was like. We can go back to the book of Genesis and see what the days of Noah was like. Now, it gives us some information in Matthew 24. Now it says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Okay, we can look at everybody is celebrating. You think about things now. People are so concerned about celebrating and things like that, to the point to where they're not aware of the season that we're living in. Everybody's just celebrating and marrying, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating and things like that, but it's letting us know that we're in the time frame where people are more concerned about celebrating than they are the things of Yah. There are people who are more concerned about the NBA championship tonight than they are the things of Yah. And so all these things are in place because it's letting us know that is a sign that is the same as the day of Noah. People were doing the same thing. Noah was busy about the things of the kingdom, but everybody else was celebrating. Everybody else was caught up into doing their own thing. Everybody else was concerned about what was on Facebook, what's on Instagram. You know, I'm kind of out of touch with some of these things. What's on Instagram? What's on all these other things? What's on some form of social media? Everybody's caught up in the television series is on, what movie is on. Everybody's caught up in all these other things, and they're not taking a look at the sign and the season to let us know our Savior is about to return. The same way as in the days of Noah. You had all these things taking place. They was laughing at Noah. All these things were going on. All this wickedness was going on. The sons of Yah, godly men, was going into ungodly women and producing wicked leaders and things like that. So you had all these things going on in the day of Noah. You see the exact same thing happen right now. Laws are being passed. Everything is contrary to the laws of Yah, days of Noah. We're in it. But yet, most people will continue to say, well, you know what? Things are going to get better. Like the same way people were looking at Noah when he was building that ark with his family. They were saying, man, it's crazy. It ain't never rained before. What you mean it's going to rain? It ain't never rained. It had rained on that time frame. So it was like, it's crazy. So when Yah raises up prophets, and he raises up leaders, and he raises up a ministry that sit down and say, okay, y'all, this is what's going on. People going to look at us like we're crazy. Man, them folks sit up here talking about, man, all these things are happening because Yah is bringing his will to pass. Man, what kind of stuff is that? This is meat. This is the meat of the word. This is what this is. And so this is what's going on. Verse 38. I'm going to bring it up a little bit. It says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage unto the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came. Now look, what did the flood do? And took them away. You notice how Christianity teaches that they're going to be taken away? Noah wasn't taken away. Noah was left. It's the opposite. Y'all hear me? It's the opposite. Everything that Yah is keeping remains. Everything else is taken away. That's the part that people miss. So people use Noah's flood to talk about the rapture. Noah's flood is not about a rapture. Noah's flood is about Noah being left behind, and all the ones who were taken away were the ones who died. That's why the scripture says where the carcass is, that's where the eagles be gathered. And that's why the next verse going into saying one going to be in the field, the other taken away. The one taken away is the one that is in the category of the wicked. The one that's left is the one that's not like Noah, the remnant. That's why Yah is saying, you have to understand the time phrase in the day of Noah. I am going to take and leave. I'm going to take and leave. I'm going to take and leave. And you have to understand that when I take, it's because I'm doing some things. You have to understand that I'm a just God. And when I take, I am taking. When I leave, I am leaving. That's what's going on. So you get people that think, okay, Noah and them was taken. No, Noah and them was left. This is why the scripture says this. Verse 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Took all who away? The ones that was eating and drinking and giving in marriage and celebrating and doing all these other things and wasn't aware of the season. That's who was taken away. And I'll prove it now. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be in the field. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, like the same way the ones that were left out of the ark. One shall be taken, the other left, like Noah. That's the true meaning of that. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. One gonna die, the other left. What's gonna happen to the one that died? That's where the eagle be gathered. So when Christianity teaches that they're going to be taken away, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to be in your group. Okay? And so we have to understand that. So it says, two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour. We know the season. Why? The fig tree and the days of Noah. You can go outside. You can go outside and look at a fig tree to know to know the season. You don't know the day or the hour that fig is going to be ripe, though. When I go out and look at my fig tree, I can't look at that fig tree and say, it's going to be ready tomorrow. But I can go out there and say, the fig tree is going to be ready. The fig is going to be ready to eat pretty soon. Why? Because all the signs are there. I see the fig. I call it bulb. I see the fig bulb, and I see the leaves all over. It's bulbs all over that tree right now. All that rain we got, boy, it's gonna be a harvest of figs this year for sure. That thing is loaded down with figs, but I can't tell you when I'm gonna eat one. I can't tell you the day or the hour that I'm gonna eat one, but I sure can tell you I'm gonna eat one this summer. No doubt about it. Gonna eat a whole lot of them too, boy. Why? Because I can go outside, look at my fig tree, and see evidence that the signs are there to show me that some is not is near. So anyway, Yah says you can go back and look throughout history. You can go back up to Matthew 24. You can see when our nation fled Jerusalem in 70 AD. You can see when we fled all into the mountains of Africa. You can see where we were scattered. Some of us are still in Africa. Some of us are scattered all over the world. You can follow the history of the seasons and see everything is coming to a head. So Yah is now drawing Israel together. He's making us realize that we have no help. We feel isolated. Nobody's looking out for the nation, so to speak. We down the street. We're treated no different than a dog, pretty much. Y'all say I'm driving my people together, and I'm gonna cause them to come together, and I'm gonna bring my remnant up out of my elect. I'm gonna bring the remnant up out of it. The 1/3, Zechariah 13. I'm gonna bring out the 1/3, and I'm gonna try them. I'm gonna test them. And when I get through with them, they're going to be calling on me without a doubt. That's what's going on. Verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known and what watch, same as hour, and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour, same thing, watch. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give him his meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. We got to be about the things of the kingdom. That's why my approach has been the way that it has been to our friend, to our family, and different things like that. Because the time frame is close, and there's no more time to be playing around be playing around with these things. We are in a serious state, serious time frame in our lives, and we got to be discerning. We got to know what season we're in. We got to know. Y'all is getting us to the point where events are taking place that's making us all look up. Why you think that I've been sitting these things aside, even when you come in, I'm saying, okay, have your focus. Get your focus. There's a reason. Y'all is concentrating us. There's a reason why it's happening. Because the season is close. That's why these things are taking place. That's why it's gotten so serious. That's why the toleration is very low and all these things like that. All these things are moving along the time frame that is necessary because y'all are saying, I'm going to do this. I've spoken it. Be discerning. Understand the time frame that I'm in. I'm bringing this to pass. And either you're going to be anointed by me to do wicked or you're going to be anointed by me to do good. Either way, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. We have to know, and so these things are taking place for that very purpose. And I have to sit in this meeting and tell the city officials as well as police department. Okay, this is what's going on. Now some people gonna laugh at me. I already know it ahead of time. Some people gonna laugh. They're gonna be like, man, that preacher coming in here talking about y'all is doing this here. Man, what kind of God is this? The one that we read about in Isaiah 45. It's getting warm, y'all. That's the God that is doing this. And so I've been very prayerful about about our city, the Metroplex. You know, there's a lot of things going on. Last time I checked, we're pretty close, maybe a little less than that now. We're about 600 officers short in the city of Dallas. We need 600 officers to even be able to. We just need, we're 600 short on what is the norm, so to speak, if I say it for lack of a better way. Now you think about that. Why is it at that stage where it is 600 officers less than what the need? I mean, why are not people are going to apply? 600 short. So not only are you seeing these officers, who are short on help, but they're weary and they're just as afraid as other people are. And we have to be wise enough as a nation of people to understand that, being in the circumstance that we're in, you're dealing with people who are actually, yeah, they carrying a gun and things like that. But I talk to these people; they are just as weary as we are. They're sitting in their cars wondering if somebody's going to try to shoot them. So it's happening across the board. But all these things are driving all of us as mankind to the Most High. Yeah, that's what he's doing. And so there are things that have to be understood. And that's why That's why when you get in those situations, you know, I encourage anybody else that I run across. When you get in those situations, don't be aggressive with these guys. They already, you know. When I say guys, I'm talking about the females too, as far as officers. Don't be aggressive with these people. They're already on peeing and kneeling. Can you imagine walking up to a car? You don't know what's in that car. Think about it. You're walking up to a car. You don't know if this is a friendly person or somebody who's sitting there ready to take you out. And so when you look at the mindset of the fear that's associated with these officers and different things like that, you know, some of them do things, you know, again, what y'all raise up, good and evil. You have some officers that are just wicked. You have some who are good, but they're in circumstances and they're just as afraid. I've been in situations around them, and I could tell, man, it's just regular people. Well, I told one, you know, I had my gun strapped on me, and they had theirs, you know, and they were sitting in the car. It was like, is that a gun? I said, yeah. I said, man, I said, I'm just trying to get home to my family like you trying to get home to yours. I said, man, really, all I said, man, I'm just trying to get home safe to my family. You know, the officer told me, so you know what, I can respect that. We all just trying to get home. That's what he told me. So we all just trying to get home to our families. And so instead of being aggressive, we got to learn how. And then you have wicked ones out there. There's wickedness everywhere in every form of society that we live in. You have wicked preachers, you have good ones. You have wicked officers, you have good ones. You have wicked everything and good everything in every circumstance you can get in every society. Every society you get in, there's somebody wicked and there's somebody good in that category. Now, wicked children are good children. Okay? And so because of that, you know, we have to make sure that we be wise. Always be wise when I'm around them. I've encountered them a lot of times. I let them know, look, officer, I'm licensed to carry. I got my gun with me right now. When I let them know that, they'll say, well, sir, could you please, you know, just put it up since we're here now? Okay, yeah, I'll put it up. I've been asked that several times. Once they pull up, they'll be like, okay, sir, can you put yours up? You know, one guy told me, so I'm a little nervous. You got yours and I got mine. He said, can you put yours up and let me handle the situation? Okay, fine. I'll put it up. But you always do things to make sure that you're comfortable, as well as, you know, try to do what you can to keep them comfortable. And it doesn't work that way in every circumstance, but I'll say it this way. It works that way for the remnant, because y'all is going to protect the remnant. Can't promise the wicked how that's going to turn out. Okay? So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to give you a general idea of what's going on. We're in the days of Noah, and it's going to get worse and worse. Okay? It's going to get better for a little while, you know, because that beast got to rise. And it's going to be a lot of peace, a lot of wonderful things taking place. If you notice, the economy is really booming now. That's what the scripture says. Scripture says that things were going to get well. Scripture says that. It's going to be basically some form of peace before destruction. Scripture tells us that. So don't get at ease because the economy is doing well. That's a sign before the final wrath takes place. Okay, so keep all these things in mind. Be in prayer for our city. There are some things that we have a vital role to play in some things. That's the reason why we're doing some things with our building that we're doing. We have a vitally important role to play. Chief Moore, he asked me, he was like, do you think, he said, why do you think that I'm in these positions? He said, do you think it has something to do with where things are headed as far as ministry is concerned? I said, that's exactly what it is. Y'all raising you up for such a time as this. It was necessary for him to put you in this spot because of the necessity that he has for putting us where we are. So all these things are coming to head. Okay. All righty. Any questions or comments? We good? No, let me just stop here. Okay. So now you can kind of give a person somewhat a general idea of what's going on. Again, people are not going to fully get it. They're not going to understand. They may even disagree with you that Yah is allowing these things to take place. He's orchestrating these things. But it is what it is. And, it's some sad situation, but that's what's going on. Yah is in complete control. Okay? And so when you drive down the street, you don't have to drive down in fear. You sent me a text this morning. Some guy was at somebody's door.
Yeah, somewhere around in the neighborhood. He knocked on somebody's door in the middle of the night. It was 4 a.m. He had a shotgun in his hand, trying to get in those people's house.
Yeah, and so he was knocking on the door, 4 o'clock in the morning with a shotgun in his hand, trying to get in those people's house, Don't let that kind of stuff worry you. Don't let it worry you. You have to have confidence in your Creator. Okay? And I was just kind of teasing, Lana when she said it to me. I was like, yeah, you come through that door. It's a certain way you're going to leave out the door. And I started sending pictures of caskets and stuff like that, But don't let those things concern you. Operate in wisdom. Always be aware. That's why I talk about the importance of being discerning. Allowing Yah to slide in on your mind, allowing Yah to lead and guide you. Remember, I was using examples how there are times my girls and Deanna have gone in the stores and they felt Yah said leave, okay, leave, get away from them. It's been the same way with me. There are times when I be in certain circumstances, Yah be like, no, leave, go here, don't go down that road, turn right here, okay. That's how he's gotten the remnant in the last days, and we have to know that. Know that and have confidence that we are completely, fully protected. Okay? We're fully protected. And at the same time, we can be just like what he told the disciples. Still can get your sword. I just got my modern day sword, but I know I'm fully protected. Okay? Yah's my source. And so just remember these things. Know that what we're dealing with. Be wise. Always be watchful. Be watchful at all times, man. Don't be just celebrating. Some people, sometimes I drive past people, man. They had their music up loud, just caught up in their music. Man, you better be aware of your surroundings. I was driving down the road road yesterday, and man, it just so happened I was in the middle lane. Two cars shot past me just on, I'm trying to remember what street I was on. Man, it was flying, man. Two cars shot past me going so fast. If I would have just changed lane, it would have ran in back of me. It was just two cars racing, looked like. Shot past me like my car was sitting still. And so always be watchful and always be wise, just be watchful. Just watch and pray. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with listening to your music and things like that, but still be aware of your surroundings. Always be aware. Always be aware. Okay? And at the same time, always know that Yah is going to protect you. Okay? All right. That's all I have. Yeah. Yeah. Any questions, comments? We good? Okay. Father Yah, we just bless your name. We thank you for the season that we're in. We know that that things are closely approaching to where you're going to return to gather us. And we look forward to that day. We thank you for driving us together as a nation of people so that we can call upon you and you can answer as our God. And we just bless you for that. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.